And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. The second hour. What are you laughing over there?
I just thought about on the big break, sometimes I'll go just talk to somebody or whatever. And when I go talk to Rod, our accountant, there's a little candy jar over there. So I always grab a sucker and stuff like that. When I came back, you know me, I have trouble enough. You always are trying to tell me quit breathing so hard and things like that when we're on the radio and stuff like that. I'm sitting there with a sucker in my mouth. I'm thinking everybody could hear this.
I don't say don't breathe so hard. I'm just saying you don't have to sound like Darth Vader on every time. Anyway, we're hanging out. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great shows coming in next season, so check that out again, mscopus.org. You can hit us up, 229-1939. What is on your mind today heading into the weekend? Father's Day weekend should be a fun – the only weekend – all summer that I don't have anything planned. Can you believe that?
Really?
It's a busy summer.
That's pretty good. Well, yeah, that's nice. That's a good thing.
It helps to keep going, but I was in Corpus, and then we were in Dumas up in the Panhandle. And then
how was that, by the way?
It was fun. It was a good drive. A little solid
it was
drive.
A good drive?
It was a fun drive, actually.
A good, solid, long drive.
It got a little long. I'd say the long part was between Fort Worth and College Station coming back.
Back, yeah.
Because it was dark.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to look at, and you're just, you're ready to get home. But going out there was interesting because it's rained so much. It's really pretty out there. So
yeah,
it was a good drive out to the Panhandle. Next week we're going to the river. The week after that's Garth Brooks down in Houston. Then my birthday weekend, and weddings the next weekend, and then SEC Media Days, and then by then you're in August, and too much going on. But this weekend we'll be hanging out around here, seeing what's going on, Karim. So we'll be. Finally, not much going on, just kind of chilling. Did you see, one of my favorite things is shenanigans.
Yeah.
All-star game shenanigans.
You just like to say shenanigans.
All-star game shenanigans. The Major League Baseball has canceled 65 million ballots for the All-star game because of suspected shenanigans. Probably by the Royals.
If by you've the been... Royals? Oh, because they've got
Yeah. If you've been following the story.
I was going to say, by the Cardinals. It's just that part of the neighborhood, I guess.
They've been just suspected of all kinds of shenanigans. Get it together over there in the Missouri area.
Yeah.
Kansas City, I don't know what side of the line the Royals are on.
Missouri.
But get it together. I thought this was funny because they put out the numbers last week, and the Royals led at every position except Mike Trout's, I think, was the one guy who was still in the lineup. But
didn't he lead in the whole thing?
Yeah, and so they've canceled 65. It's almost...
How'd you like to be the Royals guy that plays that position Trout plays so that you didn't get it?
It's almost a sixth of the ballots that have been cast so far. They've had over 300 million ballots cast, 65
See,
million.
Once they started that online stuff, they're in trouble.
Well, I don't...
It should be people that go to the ballpark that vote. I don't think people should vote, personally.
No.
But if you're going to have people voting, it should be people that go to the ballparks.
Or if you're going to have...
Even if they're minor league ballparks.
Even if you do it online, just to let people do it once per IP address, the whole you can vote 35 times thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, which you did.
Yeah, because I didn't have anything better to do.
Yeah, well... Yeah,
I got 20% off my Astros jersey because of it. I did it.
I wonder how many of your votes have been thrown out.
No, none of mine.
No, I'm sure. Shenanigans.
No, because mine were straight for... You can cast the same ballot 35 times. I legitimately typed in the little code to make sure you're not a robot 35 times to make sure my vote counts. I did vote for almost all Astros. Actually, I didn't. Any Astro with like a legitimate... chance of being in the All-Star game, I voted for. So obviously Altuve, who should be the starter at second base.
What do you mean?
Base.
He's not having a good year.
He's still the second baseman in baseball.
Year.
Anyway, he's hurt right
in
now.
Baseball?
In the American League. Whatever. He should be the starter at second base. Anyway, I voted for him.
I don't think so.
Voted for Springer. I think I voted for a couple other ones. But then I put some people I've actually heard of on the ballot as well. But there you go. That's going on. The Astros and Rangers still both doing good. It's Although the Rangers finally lost one, back to 3.5 back of the Astros. But I think the Astros have been motivated by the
Rangers.
Well, that I think the young players finally are getting a little bit of a rhythm. You know, there's been so much change over the last few weeks. I think that hurt them a little bit. And I think they've been motivated by the shenanigans of the Cardinals. So since that scandal broke, they're like 5-0 or whatever. It offset the curse of Towels Hill. We announced that they were going to get rid of the Hill, lost 10 in a row, and then they announced, you know, then this came up, it offset it. So now we're fine again. We're the best team in the American League again. So got that going for us. You know? Your Rockies are horrible, by the way.
I know, they're terrible. That's actually, I was going to say, it's not the St. Louis thing.
It's not a five-game win streak. They just played the Rockies four times.
They played the Rockies four times.
By the way, that was a weird deal, too. They played them like Wednesday afternoon in Houston, and then they played
Thursday
yesterday.
They played Tuesday afternoon.
And then they played Thursday in Colorado. What's the deal with that? Did they at least fly together and save some money?
Yeah, they did the thing like A&M with Rice and
save a little money.
When they went to Oregon State.
Right, save a little money, fly together. It's Friday. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's hit the people with a little bit of space news, Krim. Today's pretty good space news.
Space news
has not been great lately. There hasn't been a lot going on out there. But today, big space news, Krim.
That's because I'm here on a Friday.
Yeah. This is the first time you've been a part of space news, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
In a while.
Yeah, because for sure. The last time I was on a Friday, you didn't have a space news.
Yeah. Space news today, NASA announced they are entering the development phase, which means they're planning, they are getting stuff ready. It's no longer a potential. This is a thing that's going to happen. Mission to Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter.
And I thought you meant like maybe one of the soccer games over in.
No. What's funny about that, though, is it literally does say that in the lead on the CNN website. NASA wants to go to Europa. No, it's not in Europe. And for soccer fans, it has nothing to do with the Europa League.
There you go.
They are going to check out if there's any critters out there. They're going to see. So, I've talked to people on before.
What happens if you find critters out there?
Well, I don't know, but this is what I'm excited about. This is the first mission that's basically the goal. They said we're excited about the hold on, I gotta figure out exactly who said this. John Grunsfield, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate. We're excited about the potential of this new mission and these instruments to unravel the mysteries of Europa in our quest to find evidence of life beyond Earth. They think Europa has an ocean twice as big as all of the oceans put together on Earth. But it has an icy crust because it's out there in space. But we're going to go check it out. So there you go. That's today's space news. We're going to go see what's happening on Europa. Don't worry. It's not going to leave until the 2020s. But it's in progress. It takes a while to get these things going, Krim.
Yeah.
But they're going to go. They're not actually going to land on it, by the way. They're going to do. It's like a flyby. They're going to do like 44 flybys with this like fancy.
Yeah, because they landed and there were critters there. They might not get
out. Well, that's the whole problem is they don't know if they could. It's radioactive, for one, and they don't know if they could take off again. they don't know if they could get not the machine itself. Obviously, it's going to stay there, but they don't know if they could get the data back out. So it's going to fly around and then send the data. We're going to see. There could be things out there, Krim. I've told people before on Space News, my ultimate goal is to be able to do a Space News and say we found some critters out there. Hopefully critters and not things trying to kill us, but you know, you don't want bad space news, Krim.
No.
So that's today's space news. So
got enough bad news here.
Yeah, I know. Right?
We don't need any bad news.
No, we don't need any more bad news.
Out in space.
Yeah, we
that
only
involve us.
Yeah, although I will say if there were bad news in space, we might have less bad news here.
Because then we would kind of like
Yeah. We would all come together.
Yeah, come together.
Yeah, and we would, you know, we'd put
the
aside our
of space.
Yeah, we'd put aside our differences to take on whatever was trying to come get us. At least that's how it always works in the movies.
That's true.
But you know, who knows if we'd actually do that or not? It'd be like Game of Thrones. The zombies would be coming to take us out, and we'd still be arguing over who the king is. So who knows, Krim? Let's go to break. When we come back, Rob went out, checked out, reviewed. He's going to tell us about one of the most anticipated movies of the summer. That is Inside Out. He went to check it out today. Let's see what he thought when we come back. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone HD.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Elms Orthodontics, Chad Jones Law Firm, Nikki Peterson Talent, and Ed Phillips Plumbing. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in shirts with your company's logo. Send Monograms and More your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right shirt styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years. Commercial or residential, see Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Hello.
For more information on the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150, visit Zone1150.com now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And now it's movie time with Rob Clark.
What a strange person.
Here's this week's review.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
On Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Rob Clark. Time for a little movie time. Very similar to last week's movie, Jurassic World.
Just
is
like that.
This week's movie, Inside Out. Catch a double feature.
There are far fewer deaths in this movie than there were in Jurassic World.
I would, yeah. I would think so.
Before we get into it, I wanted to alert the audience that a Brian High grad worked on this movie. We had a story about him in yesterday's paper. Brandon Kerr graduated from Brian High in 2002. He then went on to Trinity and Dartmouth, and now he is a global tech director for Pixar, and he worked on this, and he's working on the sequel to Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, which comes out next year. So yeah, local kid does really well. So he's got a really cool job. Anyway, okay, so Inside Out, directed by Pete Docter. He's the
Pixar all-star. He did Up and Monsters, Inc., and he wrote a lot of the Pixar screenplays, so he knows what he's doing. So this is about an 11-year-old girl named Riley who lives in Minnesota, has a great little 11-year-old life, but her family moves to San Francisco, and so we see her emotions all represented by characters in a sort of control center in her mind, with really great casting on these emotions. Amy Poehler is Joy. Phyllis Smith from The Office is Sadness. Bill Hader from SNL is Fear, so he freaks out at every, you know, possible moment. Mindy Kaling is Disgust, and Lewis Black is Anger, so you can imagine the fits of rage that come from anger, just like Black does on his Daily Show segments. So, when Joy is in charge, Riley's happy, and so on with the other emotions, and she usually is happy, but the move away from her home sort of sends her into confusion, and the fear and anger and disgust get more of the attention than they usually did. So eventually Joy and Sadness get separated from the others, and most of the movie is them trying to sort of get back to the control center to help Riley get out of this funk caused by moving away from everything she knows. And that's about all I'll say about the plot. But the cast is great. Amy Poehler is really funny as the perky, you know, Tinkerbell-like character. Bill Hader gets a lot of laughs as Fear, and Lewis Black gets a few as Anger. Mindy Kaling, as Disgust, kind of steals the show.
Really?
She does that. She's sort of the sassy, mean girl, snotty type. And so she gets a lot of funny lines. They did a really good job of showing the effects of moving on a kid. Did you ever move growing up?
So many times that I began not caring by the end. Yeah, we moved a whole bunch when I was little.
Like changing schools and all that?
Yeah.
Like how many times?
When I went to 4 kindergartens.
Oh, wow.
And I went to 1 first grade and then 3 second grades.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we moved a whole bunch
Did you have longevity after that?
Yeah. Then about 4th or 5th grade, we moved to Kerrville, and I stayed there all the way through.
Okay.
But
That's not so bad. It's better to move when you're really
little,
young than it is in, you know, high school and all that. But they